Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billion, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill.
They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to sell their quota. And the way things are, I guess they never will.
They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil.
No tea.
Or tomato juice?
You'll see. No potato juice.
Good. 'Cause the plant is down in San Jose, so say no, no, no. A politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill.
They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
It's better when it's fresher.
But it raises your blood pressure, gives you jitters, yellow teeth, and coffee breath.
Now, don't strain yourself. And my cousin claims it caused my uncle's death.
What a shame.
Coffee beans are full of vitamin, and I'm shocked by what I'm learning about the health conditions found in coffee mills.
You should. You'd be surprised how many people coffee kills. It's hot.
And it smells quite nice.
It's not
known to cause head lice, but a coffee drinker suffers from headaches and gout.
Oh.
Coffee causes cancer,
and with chai the only answer to its fame is its addictive property.
But even so, at least it's not as bad as tea.